Well, hey there. It's time for the Adam the Computer Guy radio show with me, Adam Lepp, your friendly neighborhood information technology person. Hey, it's a little wet outside, so maybe you should stay inside, pick up the telephone, and give me a ring. Would love to talk technology with you. I'm right here live in the studio at the Marion Center Mall, and the number is 740-383-9944. As I mentioned during the show last Tuesday, unfortunately I wasn't able to do the show a week ago, and the reason was that as I was leaving my dwelling to come to the station, I noticed that my power was out, and it's a bit of an issue here at the Leper Adam the Computer Guy household, because I have an online radio station that I also run from my studio, and I kind of need to be there when the power comes back so I can flip a few switches and run a few commands and get the station up and running. Plus, my mental state wasn't too good since the previous week my internet and cable were out for over a day. So I had to make the unfortunate decision not to be able to come in. We played a replay of one of our favorite shows. Instead, hopefully you enjoyed it. And I do apologize profusely. Unfortunately, those things do happen. We're so dependent upon technology in today's world. And hopefully that will be a first and last time occurrence. I certainly hope so. Anyway, one thing about today, it is the last day of March. And you know, March comes in like a lion and out like a lamb, though it's a rather wet lamb today, but that's okay. You know, it's not snowing. It's in the 50s, and rain isn't too bad. I don't mind the spring rain. I mowed my lawn for the first time a couple days ago, so I guess I have a bit of spring fever. If you'd like to talk about that with me, that would just be fantastical. Number again here at the station is 740-383-9944. You can also leave a message at our Facebook page. Just search for WWGH1071 in Marion, Ohio, and there we are. I gladly accept your Facebook messages. And last but not least, you can email me right here at the studio, Adam@WWGH1071.com.
Adam Lepp.
Love the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Now, most importantly, it is national, actually it's worldwide, backup day. And I try to bring this up regularly. We discuss computer security, data privacy, and making sure that everything is cool and working properly in your home or office or organization, both on your phone, laptop, tablet, computer, server, etc. And today is World Backup Day, and to me, every day certainly should be a day you back up or decide when you're going to schedule a backup of your data, but it's especially important today because there is an official calendar event. I guess today would mark the one-quarter point for 2016. And on National Backup Day, people are being urged to make sure that your data is never lost. As you might know, businesses have gone out of business because of a computer crash or infection, and they were not able to reclaim their data, and unfortunately had catastrophic circumstances. perhaps you have photos of your family on your computer, your tax or other personal business records, or just some emails that you've saved, other documents, etc. If you were to lose that, what would happen? Let's think. I mean, if you've backed up your data, then if there is a problem with the computer or an infection, the items can be copied. But if they are not backed up and data is lost, it's not like a sheet of paper that you might misplace. Or you can put in the safe deposit box or the safe. The data could potentially be gone permanently. And the good thing about backing up is it's not difficult and it's not even that expensive. In fact, if it's a small backup, it can actually be free. And so I urge you today to notice that it is worldwide backup day. And make the necessary steps. Take the precautions in case there ever is a loss or compromise of your important electronic information. And with tax time here, that's especially important for financial information for homes as well as businesses. Here's some statistics for you. And I was actually pretty surprised by some of these numbers, and they're quite scary. 113 phones are lost or stolen every minute. That one seems about right. 30% of people have never backed up data. And I saw that, my friends, and a little chill went through my spine. I really was surprised it was that high. Almost one out of three people have never backed up their data. And I know from the service calls that I make regularly, people tell me, well, the computer crashed, and Adam, how do I get these emails or these photos or tax documents that I've saved? And I say, well, if I can recover the hard drive, which I can most of the time, then we're fine. It's a pain, but I can do it. If the hard drive crashed or was so infected that we can't get the data, there's nothing that I can do if it isn't backed up. And to back up data, you can go to Walmart or your favorite office supply store, get a flash drive for $15 and copy your files. You can buy an external hard drive, and you're talking under $100. It usually comes with backup software, but I normally just copy and paste files manually. You can do that also. Or you can subscribe to one of the cloud-based or online backup services where you just copy your files to a secure online location, which can be done manually or on some schedule you set up, and your stuff is backed up. For extremely important items, you might want to make a couple backups. Again, the cost is minimal, and we encourage you to do that. If you have questions about backing up, this would be a really good time to call, because I'm pretty well versed on this. Pretty much every week something comes up. And of course I back up my own data, and it's a pain. It doesn't pay any money, but it's not an overly complicated process, especially if you have a system. So if you have a question about a backup or you'd like advice, you want to ask if the backup that you're doing is sufficient, please give me a call right now. I'm live here at the studio in the Marion Center Mall, just south of downtown Marion. Yes, it's thankfully we have a roof here, and it's not raining, so I guess that's okay. And my number is 740-383-9944. Another statistic for you is that 1 out of 10 computers are infected with viruses every month. If you have decent antivirus software, you can greatly lower that chance on your own system, but we find that a lot of people don't have antivirus software. And one of my favorite antivirus products, AVG, is actually free. Yes, it's free. Sometimes with IT stuff, prices and quality have little to do with each other. Or you can buy some other products. Again, you're talking $59, $69 a year for these items. Many people have antivirus software that they think is working, but it's not. Many times that's because the subscription expired in 2012, and every time there's a new virus coming out, the virus descriptions need to be updated. And if your software is a few years old, and 4.5 years is a lot in computer years. Computer years are probably about twice as fast as dog years. And it's not going to protect you against any of these new infections. And again, you have a question about that, give me a call. I'm well-versed. I've been doing that kind of stuff for 20 years. And it's old hat, but it's very important that I really can't stress it enough, especially today being World Backup Day. So pick up the telecommunications device. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. So from the website, worldbackupday.com, they're asking you to make a pledge that I solemnly swear to back up my important documents and precious memories on March 31st. And as of 9:25 a.m., which is what it is now, 4,535 people have taken the pledge. And I encourage you to add to that number, because we really can't stress backups enough. And again, the cost of doing it is a few minutes of your time and hardware that won't even cost you, $100. And again, I just can't stress it enough. And if I sound like a broken record, well, I certainly do apologize. Another thing about backing up data is the convenience factor, because many times people are working at home, or maybe you're going to your grandkids' house and you want to show them some photos, or maybe go over your taxes with them, or some documents, etc. If you copy your stuff on a flash drive, you can bring it with you, take it to the office or your relative or friend's house, and that could also, of course, be the backup, because you've copied stuff in multiple places because it's being used in multiple ways and on multiple devices. So many advantages to backing up or copying data, and I would like to kind of indicate that I could not agree more with some of these things I'm seeing online about the importance of doing this, and I'm all for having an official day. You know, we're kind of transitioning now, April, the first full month of spring. Let's go ahead and spring forward into some good ideas to protect your electronic data and your the electronic end of people's lives, which is so important right now. Anyway, my name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy, and this is a show that we broadcast here on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 FM, twice a week, right after the 9 o'clock features until 10 a.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. We get together and we talk about technology topics. We take your telephone correspondences, Facebook messages, and emails. Again, I'm live here in the studio today, 740-383-WWGH, which is 740-383-9944. Following my show in about 45 minutes or so is our local broadcasting legend, Mr. Charlie Evers. Now, there's a man with a lot of anecdotes, some interesting sidelights and stories, and of course, like myself, never one to shy away from the occasional wise crack. One of the many, there are a lot of technology stories going on currently. One of the big ones, I would say, I guess ironically, is one of the small ones. The new iPhone SE is a bit smaller than the iPhone 6S. Because people have mentioned that the phone has gotten a little too big and cumbersome, and they want the features without something that almost looks like the size of a pizza. Anyway, the iPhone SE is smaller than the normal iPhone 6S, and yes, has a lot of the same kind of features. One thing that's kind of gotten a little buzz around the internet currently is people upgrading from the iPhone 4 and 5 to the SE. And if you are an iPhone user, I mean, feel free to call and let me know what you think about this. Do you like the larger iPhone? Do you kind of want to keep your older iPhone, or maybe you want to try one of the latest enhancements or adjustments to the matrix of models that Apple has recently introduced? Would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. In some other news from the information technology world and the world of data security, last week, a Chinese aviation and aerospace businessman pleaded guilty to participating in a conspiracy to steal sensitive military and export control data from major U.S. defense contractors and send the information to China. And that comes from the U.S. Department of Justice. Su Bin, also known as Stephen Su and Stephen Subin, a resident of the People's Republic of China, entered the plea before Judge Christina Snyder of the Central District of California. Now, an indictment was issued against Mr. Su 2 years ago in 2014, alleging he was part of a criminal conspiracy to steal military technical data, including data related to the C-17 strategic transport aircraft and other fighter jets produced for the U.S. military. Su was arrested in Canada in 2014 and was transported to the United States after waiving extradition in February. John Carlin, Assistant Attorney General for National, this plea sends a strong signal that stealing from the United States and our companies has a significant cost. We can and will find these criminals and bring them to justice. Now, in his plea agreement, Mr. Su, who is 50 years old, admitted to conspiring with two people in China from October 2008 to March 2014 to intrude into protected computer networks in the United States, including computers belonging to Boeing in Orange County, California, to obtain sensitive military information and from the United States to China. Through email, Su would let his conspirators know who was and what to target after penetrating a computer network. That comes from the Department of Justice. The co-conspirators would then send Mr. Su lists of files and folders that were accessed during an intrusion, and he would tell them which files and folders they should steal. Now, Su translated stolen files and folders from English to Chinese. Along with his co-conspirators, he would write reports about the stolen data, including its value to its final beneficiaries. Now, while the United States has criticized China for sponsoring cyber espionage to obtain national security data, there was no mention of Su and his co-conspirators working for Beijing. So, some intriguing news from the world of computer security and data privacy. And obviously, these types of news items can come from almost anywhere in the world. And I found that one to be especially intriguing. Certainly, as I say, computer security, and especially today, data backup, data privacy, are certainly not the most glamorous of topics, but they are the most important, because if your data isn't secure, isn't private when privacy is indicated, it really isn't worth much whatsoever. We are taking your telephone calls here live in the studio for Conversation with Me, Adam the Computer Guy, on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 740-383-9944. We regularly discuss the battle, which actually has kind of ended between Apple and the FBI related to data privacy, and a great compromise has been reached. Essentially, the FBI was able to break into the San Bernardino shooter's telephone on its own after a few days, and Apple does not have to make these security adjustments that they did not want to make, and we discussed that on Tuesday, and I think everyone wins in this case. Now we see that a similar battle has taken place. I literally just found out about this this morning. You know, here on the Adam the Computer Guy show, we always have up-to-the-minute news and views on technology, and this certainly would be one of my at-the-forefront news articles. The federal government has asked both Google and Apple to help it break into smartphones at least 63 times. And that comes from data published last Wednesday, which would have been the 23rd of March. I was always good at arithmetic. And that was published by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. About 90% of the requests were directed toward Apple, while 10% involve requests for Google to unlock phones running Android, again, according to the ACLU. Now, Apple's tangles with the FBI are well known due to this battle regarding the Apple iPhone 5C used by the San Bernardino shooter, which we've discussed many times. Now, many large technology companies, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, filed a friend of the court brief, also known as an amicus, earlier this month, showing that they support Apple. Now, until now, Google's dealings with the government over smartphone data have been out of the spotlight. It's unclear how many times each company complied with the requests. We carefully scrutinize subpoenas and court orders to make sure they meet both the letter and spirit of the law. And that came from an anonymous Google spokesperson. This person said, however, we've never received an All Writs Act order like the one Apple recently fought that demands we build new tools that actively compromise our product security. As our amicus shows, we would strongly object to such an order. According to court briefings compiled by the ACLU, the cases in which the government asked for help ranged from child pornography to drug cases, so some pretty serious offenses. For example, last year, one Google-directed request in California asked the company to help break into the headsets made by manufacturers Kyocera and Alcatel for a drug investigation. Google doesn't make phone hardware like Apple does, and they're more of a software company. But instead, they let other hardware makers use its software on their devices. The ACLU said the government has been using the All Writs Act, which is a 227-year-old law that gives federal courts the power to issue orders to help unlock consumers' devices. And that's been going on since 2008. So, interesting and up-to-date news for you from me, your friendly neighborhood IT person, Adam the computer guy. Taking your telephone calls here on my twice-weekly radio show. And our phone number here at the studio is 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. They have a new app, which I'm looking at right now, and it's called Slice. And no, it's not about pizzas or pies or other fattening stuff. It actually is a automated package tracking service. It scans your inboxes for shipment information and automatically tracks packages. For it to work, you would need to link any email address that you use for purchasing items online. So it'll kind of flash at you when you have a package on the way. How's that for creative and wonderful uses of modern technology? You know, gotta love it. I like to regularly discuss the always new and improved WWGH1071.com website, and I know I do toot my own horn just a little too much, beep beep, but yes, I am the webmaster, programmer, designer, developer, coordinator, updater, is that a word, updater, and my company is the web host for this fine website, and I encourage you to I encourage you to visit it regularly for many reasons. I would say the two most important things is you go right there, click on the listen button, and you can listen online to the station from any web browser. And you can go to the show archives where you can see and click to listen previous shows from me, Heaven Express, Wittenberg Door, Talk of the Town with Marge, Marion Today with Fran, Sober Joe, The Exchange Club, and last but not least, the famous celebrity interviews by our one and only Scott Spears. Now, if you didn't already know, Scott has some very important people, a lot more important than I am, that he speaks with regularly, either via telephone or sometimes even in the studio. He has spoken with Dear Abby and Heloise over the last few weeks. Mary Ellen Withrow, she used to be the United States Treasurer. She was also the Ohio Treasurer. As you probably know, she lives in the area, and she and Scott visit regularly. And there are several links to programs featuring Mary Ellen Withrow on our website. Other people that that Scott has spoken with, and you can listen to their shows, would be the amazing Kreskin, the legendary mentalist. We also have the Powell Psychic, and she's on Mondays with Scott, taking your telephone calls. LC from the Blue Racers. Let's see, who else has Sean spoken with recently? Oh, of course, he has spoken with Phyllis Schlafly, the legendary conservative columnist. That was a great show. We had a tribute to the late Nancy Reagan earlier this month, and much more. I tell you, Scott talks to some pretty cool cats. And you can look at archives, find out whom he's spoken with, in many cases the date, and listen to the shows by going to our website, wwgh1071.com. Last but not least, on this website, there are links to Classic Championship Wrestling and local sports and entertainment right here in Marion. So please check it out. Let me know what you think. I would love to get your email messages, wwgh1071.com, adam@wwgh1071.com. That would be my email address. Some community events that are coming up here in the area. The Pleasant Kindergarten screening will take place on Friday, April 8th. You can get a packet at elementary school to schedule a time. Questions 740-389-4815. And don't want to miss this one. The Marionaires Chorus will be performing on April 30th at 7 p.m. Adults, $12. Kids, 12th grade and under, $6. At the door, it's $15 for adults, $10 for kids up to 12th grade. Tickets from any chorus member, the barbershop, city barbershop, and the palace ticket office. And that'll be a pretty good show. You don't want to miss it. We are Marion's Talking Place, WWGH1071.com and 107.1 on your FM dial. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy, with my twice weekly radio show. We get together every Tuesday and Thursday at about 12, 13 minutes after 9 a.m. We talk technology, take your telephone calls, emails, and Facebook messages. Today is World Backup Day, and I urge you to back up your data regularly. If you have questions, please do give me a call, because I'm pretty well versed on this kind of stuff. And with having backups, we have less of a concern in case a computer gets infected or otherwise compromised, or some disaster destroys the data. And the great thing about data backup isn't really that expensive. And in some cases, if you don't have a lot of data to back up, you can actually do it at no charge. questions again, give me a ring. I'd love to talk to you because I really can't stress the importance of data backup as well as general data security enough. In more news from the technology world, on Monday, Microsoft unveiled its version of a teleporter. And you might say, well, what is a teleporter? It's also called holoportation, which was designed to transmit 3D models of people anywhere in the world. My goodness, that sounds even a little too fancy for me, but that's okay. I'm always one to dive into new and latest and greatest stuff. Holoportation, which leverages camera arrays for scanning, it compresses, transmits, and reconstructs these 3D scans to Microsoft's HoloLens and other head-mounted displays. Now, this gadget allows wearers of augmented and virtual reality headsets to see and interact with remote users in 3D as if they were in the same space. So it's kind of like a 3D virtual person. And that's according to Microsoft. Holoportation makes interacting with remote parties as natural as face-to-face communication. So a 3D virtual person, not just a two-dimensional image on Skype or other video service. Now, this video demonstration of holoportation kicked off a busy stretch for Microsoft with the Microsoft Build 2016 conference set for the second half of this week, and shipments of its HoloLens developer kits set to also begin a little later this week. While Microsoft likely will be rather enthusiastic about the HoloLens and holoportation during this conference, it may be a while before telepresence is redefined radically. Charles King, an expert in the IT field, we quote him regularly, said the proliferation of holograms in homes and workplaces will hinge on how well Microsoft can deliver the technology. He said the company is not alone in the augmented reality space. Hitters including Intel are also active. But complementary Microsoft assets, including consumer and business software, gaming, and entertainment hardware, and services like should allow the company to move forward more effectively than many others. Now, whether Microsoft runs with the idea or some other company grabs hold of it and expands it to a more general use by people like you and me, we're not quite sure when that will happen, as obviously this is still in the very beginning stages. Patrick Moorhead, another expert in the computer field, said, "We are seeing experimentation today with large, expensive headsets requiring a lot of setup time and few apps. I believe in 7 years it will be a fixture, and that more people than not will be doing it." So, some 3D virtual reality currently in the development process that might become a little more universal, let's say, after 2020. Certainly an interesting topic and something that I think will be increasing in popularity and interest as time goes on. I guess like any kind of latest and greatest tech, we kind of wonder, well, how much is it going to cost? That's always the $128,000 question. Adam the Computer Guy here, your friendly neighborhood information technologist. And yes, we do take your telephone calls. I would absolutely love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Again, one thing I do invite you to do is let me know what you think about some of the articles that I've been discussing today and on previous shows, my opinions and my perspectives. If you agree with me, well, that's fine. But, you know, if you don't, that's fine, too. I'm happy to debate any information technology or telecommunications topic that you wish to debate. I guess that makes some sense. And I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have a suggestion for a future show, That's good too, because although I'm a man with many topics in my brain and many tricks up my sleeve, I don't know everything and I don't always have ideas about what to talk about, because many times I'm going by what I think is important. What you think is important actually is, it's actually more important. So please, send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com, or pick up the phone and call me right now. I'm live in the studio. And thank goodness the roof is nice and warm. It's not raining, and everything is cozy and comfortable. 740-383-9944.
On the general topic of computer and internet security is something called phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, where an entity like your bank or the IRS or your employer is being impersonated by a hacker or other type of bad guy. Not surprisingly, with tax time here, the IRS is one of the organizations frequently being impersonated. The IRS has issued an alert to payroll and HR professionals to beware of an emerging phishing email scheme that purports to be from company executives and requests personal information on employees. Now, the IRS has learned this scheme, already has claimed several victims as payroll and HR officers mistakenly email payroll data, including W-2 forms, which contain Social Security numbers and other personally identifiable information to cyber criminals posing as company executives. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says this is a new twist on an old scheme using the cover of the tax season and W-2 filings to try tricking people into sharing personal data. Now the criminals are focusing their schemes on company payroll departments. So if your CEO appears to be emailing you for a list of company employees, check it out before you respond. Everyone has a responsibility to remain diligent about confirming the identity of people requesting personal information about employees. Now, IRS criminal investigation already is reviewing several cases in which people have been tricked into sharing Social Security numbers with what turned out to be cyber criminals. Criminals using personal information stolen elsewhere want to monetize data, including by filing fraudulent tax returns for refunds. Now, this phishing variation is known as a spoofing email. It will contain, for example, the actual name of the company chief executive officer. In this variation, the so-called CEO sends an email to a company payroll office employee and requests a list of employees and their Social Security numbers and other personal information. Now, some of the emails go like this. Kindly send me the individual 2015 W-2s in PDF and earnings summary of all W-2 of our company staff for a quick review. Or, can you send me the updated list of employees with full details, name, Social Security number, date of birth, home address, salary? Another variation is, I want you to send me the list of W-2 copy of employees' wage and tax statements for 2015. I need them in PDF file type. You can send it as an attachment. Kindly prepare the lists and email them to me ASAP. One thing to keep in mind is that sometimes the English is not very good, as these bad guys generally are not from the United States, and English may not be their primary language. So look for errors in English and spelling and punctuation. That is a sure giveaway. And of course, again, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. The IRS recently renewed a wider consumer alert for email schemes after seeing about a 400% surge in phishing and malware incidents so far this tax season, a fourfold increase, that's quite a bit, as well as other reports of scams targeting others in a wider tax community. Now, the email are designed to trick taxpayers into thinking that these are official communications from the IRS or others in the tax industry, including tax software companies. The phishing schemes can ask taxpayers about a wide range of topics. Emails can seek information related to refunds, filing status, confirming personal information, ordering transcripts, or even verifying your PIN. The IRS, state tax agencies, and the tax industry are all engaged in a public awareness campaign. It's called Taxes Security Together. Now, this campaign encourages everyone to do more to protect personal, financial, and tax data. So, with tax season here, don't be a victim of this phishing, of this fraud. If you're not totally sure if something is legitimate, ask your friendly neighborhood computer tech, someone like myself, and as I said, if it smells like a rat, it probably is. Some helpful security advice for you, not just during tax season, but anytime, holidays and changes of season, back to school time, of course, also times of the year when phishing may increase, but with the current state of the internet, the fact that it is being used for so many different things by people from all walks of life, you pretty much have to be on your toes 366 days out of the year during a leap year and 365 when it's not a leap year. Please visit my website for my contact information. You're welcome to call or email me if you get an email or correspondence which you think might not be legit. I'll be more than happy to give you my best opinion as to whether or not it is something that is for real. My website is AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Adam Lepp.
Yes, that's my name, and talking technology topics on a Tuesday and Thursday. That's my game. Every Tuesday and Thursday, right after the 9 o'clock features, we get together and discuss telecommunications, computer security, and data privacy issues. Maybe your server is not serving anything other than junk. Maybe your printer is not printing, your monitor is only monitoring your headaches and fits. That's okay. Give me a call. I will help you solve these problems and make computing a fun, educational, and profitable experience every single day. My number here at the studio, there's still time to call in, is 740-383-9944. Also, right after the 10 o'clock features, of course, it's the legendary Charlie Evers. He's in the studio right now getting ready for his show. We have a special guest today. It's Mr. David Holdren, the pastor of the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. And Pastor David will be speaking with Charlie about many topics, taking your telephone calls at 383-9944. Don't want to miss it. Charlie is always an interesting man with many anecdotes and, of course, an occasional wisecrack. We'll have an especially interesting show today as Pastor David joins him from the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. In technology news, we'll leave you with this story. We'll try to cover many different things, and this one covers entertainment. We discussed some more serious topics earlier, so we'll lighten things up a bit as the show comes to its conclusion. Is that a word, conclusion? Well, I guess we'll just make it up today. Dish Networks continues to up its game with the whole home TV set-top box and other gadgetry. Since introducing the sling-based TV Anywhere solution and the whole home DVR 3 years ago, Dish has remained one hop ahead of the competition. We still have time to take a telephone call. Good morning, you're on the Adam the Computer
this
Guy radio
for
show.
WWGH.
Well, that's very nice, but we will get that call later because we really don't take solicitations during the Adam the Computer Guy show except my regular request for you to call me and talk technology again, 740-383-9944. That is my telephone number. Anyway, at the Consumer Electronics Show in January in Las Vegas, which we talked about a few weeks ago, the Hopper 3 was introduced, and it features 16 tuners, support for 4K content, universal search for Netflix, a new remote, and a streamlined interface. That comes from Dish. We will discuss more about that next week during my radio shows, so please stay tuned. Always a surprise here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, the latest and greatest in technology, and an opinion from yours truly. It is World Backup Day again. Please back up your data. I can't really stress that enough. Have a great weekend. AdamTheComputerGuy.com. You're listening.